Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And look who we have in the studio lounge here, the fine gentleman from Origins, Mr. Tony Battel right next to me. Tony, how are you?
Real good.
Good. Thanks, Mike. Good. And we have Alex Bogeski. Is it Bogeski, right?
Bogeski. By one.
Bogeski. Because I remember the last time we were on Zoom, you were like teaching me how to say your last name. Bogeski. I got it.
You got it, buddy.
All right. All right. So how are you guys doing? How's the conference going?
It's going great. Yeah, busy.
Good. Yeah?
Very busy,
yeah? I hear you guys have one whale of a booth in there. You wouldn't call it a booth, but you get a lot of positive comments on it.
When the conference is over, it turns into a nightclub.
Oh, really? Yeah, wow.
That's pretty happening.
The disco ball and everything, huh? Right on. You know, I'm going to do one thing before we continue with our conversation. Is just move that over there, because Alex, you're falling out of the picture there. I want to get you in the picture there, alrighty?
Keep me in the frame.
Alright, and how's the conference going? A-okay? I mean, what's the word, what's the buzz in the hallways that you guys are hearing?
Three words: liquidity, liquidity, and liquidity.
Oh, really? All three of those?
Yeah. No, it's been, I'd say that's the number one thing that all credit unions are concerned about right now. Mm-hmm. You know, their deposits did not grow, or actually in many cases left.
Yeah,
the credit
union,
and their loans grew very quickly in these last 6 months, and they are out of money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Weren't we talking about the same thing in 2020 a little bit? Because I remember distinctly people talking about deposits. We need deposits going into 2020.
But deposits went crazy.
And right after that, yes.
Yeah, but that's just like, it's like a, you know, feast or famine kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it goes, you know.
It's very cyclical.
Yeah.
For sure, for sure. Alex, what are you hearing in the hallways besides liquidity?
Well,
liquidity,
I just got here today. Liquidity is it. And we did our session today, so a lot of the discussions I've had have been around, you know, how do we get credit unions into online channels, to get their financing, and with the car gurus and the cars.com and the Teslas of the world. Those are the conversations I've had as a reaction to the session that I did. But liquidity seems to be the topic of conversation that most others are having.
Yep, got that right for sure. Or ChatGPT, but we'll leave that to another show.
That's that's my favorite tool right now.
Oh, is it?
It is.
Okay. Well, have fun with that, all right? Don't let it go off the rails like that one New York Times writer went off the rails on. Anyway, let's talk about your session, huh? So it's entitled The Changing Landscape of Indirect Origination and Credit Union Implications. So, Tony, give us a quick overview of what you guys talked about.
Sure. It's really, looking just in the next 5-10 years, which is a pretty short time frame, when we're seeing the top of funnel changes to where loans are originated at, mainly because of how cars are being sold. You know, both the EVs that are coming in are being sold direct.
Yeah.
So how do we, there's no franchise dealers to go. The online car sales are also a big change of how cars are being sold. Both the used cars, for the Carvanas of the world and the car gurus and things like that, but also new cars are online, the sales too are starting that way. And and a lot of the loan is being done at the time of looking at the car online instead of, at the dealership.
Well, I remember we had a conversation probably sometime last year where you were talking about how, like, Ford, for example, you go to the dealership and the whole thing is in that ecosystem where you never kind of get out to it to get a loan at a credit union or whatever. It's all done in that one-stop shop, so to speak, right?
Well,
and they finance it, all that stuff. So
So how do you break through
how
that?
Do you break into that, right?
Yeah, so that's kind of the message today that we were talking about, some different strategies, some different ways that credit unions need to be looking at how to redo their lending, how to set up their instant decisioning and things like that.
Yeah.
That they really, if you don't, today's world, it's an Amazon world, right? If everything isn't instant, and there's a lot of credit unions that still don't have decisioning above 25% instant, and 70 is probably the where you should be in this world right now. I mean, almost all the banks are there, all the online lenders are expecting that, that's a big part that they need to.
No doubt. Alex, want to get your take as well on
it was really shedding light on what's happening in the industry and getting the credit unions to look at the changes and how they're starting to accelerate.
Yeah.
Right? There was a time to watch and stay on the sidelines and see what happens. Now it's time to act and start changing some of your processes. You know, when we looked at the three different verticals, online marketplaces to participate, like Tony said, you need 60, 70, 80% of automated decisioning. Otherwise, you're adding friction to that process for those online marketplaces. They don't want to participate and work with you. So that's one thing. Another thing is just EVs and how they're proliferating, and that proliferation is causing OEMs to start changing digital to keep up with the Teslas of the world.
Yeah.
And it's causing a lot of change that credit unions need to be aware of, so they can look at pricing guidelines, how they're taking decisioning, and also our whole membership requirements around membership. There's a friction in the process there, and we just need to be aware of it, so that we're working with our different technology partners to start solving for those things, because credit unions have great rates, they have great member relationships, but just those attributes may not be enough to work in the online world. We need technology, and we need to do a little bit more. I was just really opening everyone's eyes up to those changes and how they're accelerating.
Yeah, and the acceleration is happening right before our eyes, and it's a little scary to see, what you described, Tony. So, yeah, tell me about the EV market, though, because we're in Southern California, and there's a Tesla, it seems like every other car, or even Rivian's are starting to pop up now as well.
It's
so.
Clearly the leader. We actually just did one of our slides, we showed that there's about a little bit less than 1% of all the cars on the road today are EV cars. And,
I don't know, my neighborhood seems like 50.
Yeah, I know. But the reason for that, because you're in California, and I am too, and so is Alex, and we both drive electric trucks. Actually, he has a Ford F-150, I have a Rivian.
Oh, okay, wow,
and,
right on.
And the electric cars, though, are growing exponentially in California.
Mm-hmm.
38% of all the registrations last year were electric vehicles, new car vehicles sold, they were electric. So in many states, I mean, there's a couple states that was zero, and there's, Texas, Florida have pretty good acceleration there, but California is an anomaly. It is really ramping up.
Well, they have the infrastructure. Well, almost there.
More charging, Tesla chargers, but I don't know, will the grid handle it?
That's the big question.
That's the question I think everyone's asking.
Yeah.
And, one of the things that I looked at here recently was any non-Tesla EVs are that people charge them outside of their homes, 1 in 5 times it doesn't work in these charging systems. Yes, it is not a reliable thing, and they're broken. Now the Teslas have better experience. Now Tesla also has just agreed to convert 7,500 of their charging stations to the standard, all the other EVs do have a standard plug.
Okay.
They have the only one that's different, so they will be switching over to that.
So what does this EV market, though, mean for credit unions? Because we talked about how they're selling it, straight online, or you go to the store and you buy them right there. What's the impact on credit unions here, Alex?
So basically Tesla's success has forced the hand of OEMs to change their processes. And in turn, that is changing the way cars are being sold. They're, one, testing a lot of different models on the retail side. You start seeing these shops popping up in malls where you go in, you get excited about a car, then you go home on your computer and you order one. So that, they're testing these different things, and the OEMs are following suit. Porsche's doing it, BMW and others.
Yeah.
Right, so that's changing the way cars are being sold right now. And that's one side of it. The other side is the models, the sales models. Direct-to-consumer, Tesla proved that, hey, this works, and laws can be adjusted to make way for that type of sales model. The OEMs are prepping, and the writing's on the wall that they're ready. The Fords and others are starting to set up organizationally to prepare to go down that path. So it's going to be very impactful, because at the end of the day, they're also starting to evaluate the franchise dealership model. They're testing to see if the OEMs can seize back a little bit more control over pricing.
There'll be a lot of lawsuits, is what he's saying. The dealers will be suing through the franchise laws, because there's a lot of them, and they're trying to strengthen them somewhat. I mean, the dealers do have a pretty good lobby effort, and they are trying to. Virginia just had some improvements to tighten up the franchise laws there to not allow for some of these EV
players.
Well,
it's going to take away a ton of their business.
For sure. So they're really trying to fight it. But it's probably the right. The consumers, I think, want it.
Sure.
You know, but it's going to be a hard thing to see how this.
Yeah. Well, anything to make that process easier. I mean, especially you test drive a Tesla, but you can't buy it there. You have to go home and, like you said, order it online, Alex, right?
But so that's the
model.
The change for credit unions is they need to prepare to make more loans, right? Maybe not all the states will go at the pace that California is going, but even if they go at half the pace, there's going to be a lot more EV loans, and credit unions just need to prepare themselves for it.
Yeah.
Start getting ready. It is different. You need to start bundling chargers and other things with it, you know, full self-driving.
That's a great idea.
You need to prepare yourself to be able to handle that. And that was really part of the discussion, too, is they provide these insights so that they're not, you know, caught, you know, surprised when applications start coming in and you got $30,000 for full self-driving and chargers and other things on top of the vehicle.
What was the reaction? Did you guys have any interesting reactions from the crowd based on what you talked about, or any questions?
Several people at the booth come up to me already and say it was a great presentation.
Oh, good. Okay.
They thought it was really insightful.
Yeah.
So I think they we've been talking about this for a couple of years, but I've done presentations that look more like 10 and 25 years out. The George Jetson world that we might get to, where there's flying cars, which there actually are. There is one right now in LA that you can buy, and it isn't quite ready for.
Well, if I'm driving through LA, I'm going to get that thing for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's been road tested and road approved by the regulators here, but it hasn't been. The FAA hasn't approved it yet, but they say they're very close. There's 20,000, you know, checkpoints on a flying car, by the way, an airplane of any kind, to make sure that it's air safety. So it's taken a while, but I mean, that was, you know, kind of the way future.
Yeah, that's the extreme.
Now I think the what Alex and I are trying to get across is that, hey, there's some really big changes that are happening in the next 5 to 10 years that we really need to get our heads around.
Yeah.
Because it is going to change how cars are being sold and financed, and if we don't follow how that is happening and have a place for credit unions in it, it's going to be hard to.
Are we living through like another type of, kind of, obviously the Industrial Revolution took place in the late 1800s. Are we living through another digital revolution, or because it sure seems like it, because there's so much change in so many different areas, the auto industry, healthcare industry, finance industry.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's just, it's almost overwhelming.
Yeah, I'd say that's a really good way to put it. It is a change, and I did show a little bit about how when things do get invented, how fast they get adopted.
Yeah.
You know, electric cars are going to take longer to get adopted than they were, you know, the horse and buggy days. I mean, a car really was a lot better than a horse, right? But is a EV better than a combustion engine car? Well, it is.
Depends on what you use it for.
Yeah, it is. If you have fast charging, you don't have range anxiety because they have enough. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of things that have to kind of be solved to make that a better vehicle.
Yeah.
You know, and a better way to transport people.
Yeah, I think we're still in the infancy of it for sure. So yeah, I want to end on kind of your performance. You had a banner year in 2022. So, well, what do you guys attribute to the lending success that you guys experienced in 2022?
Our great credit union customers.
There you go.
That did a awesome job. I mean, I really think credit unions have built a really good, you know, proficiency, core competency in indirect lending.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's not going to go away, and we need to continue to, you know, lean into it and continue to get better at it. But we do need to follow these other changes that are going on. But you know, I say our credit unions just were amazing this year. I mean, we were really. I mean, to give you, we did $56 billion the year before, so $78 billion in a year is a pretty
big
jump.
Not bad, not bad. Well, yeah, coming out of the pandemic, sure, you're gonna have a.
And I'm gonna add on top of what Tony said. Not just our credit unions, but also our 19,000 dealers.
Yes, that's true, too.
They, too. They also had a banner year and very successful in using our Cuddle platform.
They did.
And is any of that kind of a pandemic rebound effect, if you will? Because we all kind of sat tight for maybe a couple of years, and, like, I don't know. You know more about this than I do, Tony, so
yeah. I mean,
I'm just kind of pontificating.
But when you say pandemic rebound, it's, you know, we didn't have any cars, you know. There wasn't any inventory, so
true.
You know, there
true.
Was definitely
now there's inventory.
There was more
back.
Inventory yeah. next last year. That you know, there's a little bit more this year. It's not coming way back all the way back to where it was, but it's definitely the fact that you know we're more people needed. You know, they were waiting so long through COVID because
yeah.
there weren't any cars, but. A lot of people just said, I need transportation.
Right.
So I think a lot of people just were pent up.
Yeah.
Now I think the issue with inflation with the, both, you know, on the cars themselves and on the interest rates, mm-hmm. it has put people to pause a little bit. So the demand has
yeah.
pulled back a little
yeah.
bit because it's an affordability issue.
Yeah. Really. Same with housing too. It's kind
yeah.
of a, they're kind of a parallel
yeah.
there.
I mean, interest rates will do that. I mean, that's
yep.
what the government's trying to do, right?
Yeah.
They raised interest rates is to
slow things down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Alex, anything else to add here?
No, the culmination of, you know, some of the lenders in 22 pulling back a little bit and gave credit unions a path to pick up more loans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, great rates. Obviously, cars are more expensive.
Yeah.
There's a competitive market for vehicles, so credit unions had better rates. So overall affordability was a better option for consumers, so they went down that path.
Yeah.
Things will probably normalize a little bit more here. And,
yeah.
As the market normalizes itself. But yeah, credit unions do a great job of picking up and being there for members when the chips, you know, when things are a little bit
that's
down.
They do best, for sure. And used car prices are finally coming back down too. So that's kind of good to see. So hopefully that'll spur a little bit of business in that area too.
We just want to come down too fast. There is a collateral issue here that we want to protect the credit.
I get what you're saying, for sure. All right, guys. You guys are off the hot seat. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. I could talk cars with you guys all day long. I love that topic. I have a passion for cars. So,
all right.
Love talking about it. All right, guys. Thanks again.
Thanks, Mike.
Keep up the good.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.